it's one of those things where it's the Wild West. Like, you really don't know.
Yeah, and the Western world has made a pretty emphatic claim of saying, like, we are the leaders in this. Like, Donald Trump announced this new Stargate thing, which is $500 billion investment, private investment in AI. Like, the U.S. is sort of pounding their chest saying, we are leading in this. But what DeepSeek has done, they've come out and said, we built this ChatGPT competitor, and we did it in a couple of months.
What?
And we did it for $6 million. Million with an M. Not with a B. And I think this caused everyone to panic yesterday going, oh, wait, maybe the Western world isn't the leader here. Maybe China is actually way out in front. And this led to a lot of sell-off yesterday. Here's the caveat, though. No one's seen DeepSeek's books, so we're just taking them on their word that they did this in 2 or 3 months and spent $6 million.
You can't verify this. You know, it's coming from China. They're saying this.
Yeah.
So I guess there's that. But I guess it does raise questions about if it's not as much money or not as much energy to create this, then, you know, our ideas of AI are also changing.
Yeah, and maybe U.S. has a lot of catching up to do instead of being in front. I don't know what this all means. We'll see what happens in the market today. We'll see what fallout comes of this, but it's fascinating.
I'll tell you what it means for me. I am so a creature of habit that I'm still going to use ChatGPT because that's what I know and I use it all the time.
Absolutely.
And that's the one I'm going to use.
And also, there's also some privacy concerns,
yes,
about certain apps coming out of China as well. So I think it's going to have to be really good for people to use it, kind of like TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. All right, 7 o'clock. We're about to open your perfect recall window in just a couple minutes. But first, here's Eva Fragiscatos.
Good morning. Today is the day Ontario Premier Doug Ford is set to request the dissolution of government and trigger an early election for February 27th. He's set to meet with the Lieutenant Governor this afternoon. NDP leader Merritt Stiles, Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie, and the Green Party leader have all said calling an election more than a year early is a waste of time and money. The 407 highway is at the center of the pre-campaign trail in Ontario. The NDP is promising to remove tolls from the 407 if elected. Ontario NDP leader Merritt Stiles has pledged that her party would remove the tolls on the private highway for all drivers. Footy fanatics are counting down the 500 days until the FIFA World Cup kicks off in Canada. And today, the city is hosting a soccer session in Regent Park. FIFA World Cup reps will be at the Regent Park Community Center this afternoon with a surprise appearance from a Canada soccer legend. In sports, Raptors beat the Pelicans 113-104, and the Scepters take on Minnesota tonight at 8. CHFI weather, today mainly cloudy, snow around 4 p.m. into the evening, high minus 1, dropping to minus 9. Tonight, snow tapering to flurries, a low near 0. And tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of flurries, a high near 1 in the morning, falling to minus 5 for the afternoon. Right now, it is minus 7, feels like minus 15. On the eastbound side of the 401, east of Highway 6 South, finally those problems have cleared away, but now east 401 approaching Kennedy on the ramp lane, we've got a stalled car. Looks like the South 400 from south of Innisfil Beach Road to south of Highway 9, we still have snowplows going through there. Westbound on Stouffville Road, the ramp to the south 404, that's closed for a collision. And north 404 approaching Steeles, HOV and left lane blocked, that's all because of a collision. West QEW west of Dorval, the right lane blocked with an accident.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Okay, let's do it. Let's crack open that CHFI Perfect Recall window. This is the game where every single correctly identified song and artist is worth money. And that window opens with who, Pooch?
With a song from Uncle Cracker and Dobie Gray. This is Drift Away. Make sure you're keeping track.
Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. All in shame. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Rock and roll and drift away. Won't you get-
things I can do. The world outside looks so unkind, and I'm counting on you. You can carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. Song, oh, yeah. Rhythm and rhyme and harmony. Mm-hmm. You help me along,
making it strong.
Oh, you're making me strong.
Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away,
drift away.
That's Uncle Cracker and Dobie Gray, Drift Away. Make sure you are keeping track of the songs we play in this window. There's three more to go.
Okay, and we're also asking you, do you think birth order matters, or is that whole idea of the middle child overblown? We ask you this because there's a new study out that says middle children actually wind up to grow up being more honest, humble, and agreeable than their siblings. I feel like this is the rebranding that middle children need, because they, yeah.
Up until now, it's always been like, poor middle child. Yeah, oh, yeah, because, you know, the oldest was the firstborn, so, mm-hmm. you know, they got everything, all the attention. Yeah. And then, the youngest is spoiled. They're the ones who get everything, because they just, all they have to do is ask. And the older one already paved the way for the youngest one. But what happens to the middle one? They get no attention.
Right. And in fairness, none of us here in this room, like, we're had middle children in our family. We're all one of two, right?
No, my brother. I have a middle child. My brother.
Oh, sorry.
I'm the youngest.
You only had one sibling. You have
but
two.
I have, there's three of us. My sister's the oldest. My brother's the middle. And then it's me.
Ah.
But they're so much older than me that I feel like I grew up like an only child. Because my sister's 10 years older. Mm. My brother's 6 years older.
Oh.
So we didn't, like, me and my brother hung out more.
Big gaps.
But the other thing, too, is he was the only boy in an Italian family. So middle child for him doesn't count.
Oh,
because he was spoiled.
Okay.
This is what I'm saying, where people are like, look, birth order doesn't actually matter. For some people, are like, it didn't make a difference whatsoever. But to others, they're like, no, we definitely felt it as middle children. And we are better off now as mm-hmm. a result, because we've learned to be more agreeable and to like handle conflict and not,
right.
you know, lose it, because we were kind of always in the middle.
Yeah, I definitely think there's some difference between like first child and youngest child
mm-hmm.
in terms of like it's all the hoopla and pomp and circumstance of a first child versus the second kid has some benefits too, with like, maybe things you do, your brother or sister got in trouble for, like you don't get in as much trouble because
right.
it's already been done.
But are they like maybe in the middle, they're just like they're taking it all in because they are an older sibling and a younger sibling. So they're like really the most well-rounded. So this study makes sense.
They've got unique perspective. I think there might be something to it here. Anyways, you tell us what you think. Does birth order matter, or is this overblown? You can drop us a text at 981-981. In the meantime, we continue our Perfect Recall window. Song 2 is Miley Cyrus and Flowers.
We were good, we were cold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home. started to cry, but then remembered
CHFI Perfect Recall. Couple more songs coming your way, and each one is worth cash.
Yeah, make sure you're keeping track. Also, we're asking you, do you think birth order matters? This is after a study came out talking about middle children. You know, usually we feel bad for the middle child who gets ignored. This study's saying, don't worry about them. They're actually better off than their older siblings or younger siblings. They're more honest, they're more humble, and more agreeable than those siblings.
Yeah, and we're looking to hear from you, siblings. Maybe you're a middle child. Maybe you've lived this and you have a thought on it. Kathy in Lindsay, what do you think?
I think it's overblown. I'm a middle child and there was nothing different.
Really?
Like there were no favorites. There was no, like the younger ones weren't spoiled or anything like that. Everything was pretty much even keel.
Wow. And so like your older sibling, you don't think they got more attention, more hoopla over that? Like I know, for example, my older brother.
Well, they might have because I wasn't there, right? So I can't say.
Right. But I mean, like, for example, my older brother has an album that has like a lock of his first hair from his first haircut and like, you know, a commemorative dollar bill from the year he was born. I'm like, hey, where's my first lock of hair? Like there's evidence that the first child was treated differently.
It's probably true, but like, because there were so many of us, there were seven kids.
Whoa.
So,
whoa.
Okay. Yeah.
That needs its own
so
study.
So it's like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kathy, thank you for sharing your perspective. We appreciate you.
No worries. You guys have a great day.
Okay. Kathy, there you go. It's overblown. Everyone was treated the same.
Nothing to it. Okay, well, you can keep your thoughts coming at 981-981.
All right, we continue with our Perfect Recall window. Your third song is The Best by Tina Turner. Turner, the best. If you are keeping track of the songs that we're playing in this window, you can win cash. That was song number three.
Also, an interesting study here that we talked about on the show that says middle children wind up being more honest, humble, and agreeable than their siblings. This is a stark rebranding or a contrast from, you know, the typical middle child syndrome that people always talk about.
Yeah, and you're caught in the middle, that you don't get the attention from your parents because the older, you know, they're the firstborn, so they just have special treatment, and then the youngest is spoiled. So where does that leave the middle child?
I say it's high time we start looking at middle children differently. So we want to know, does birth order matter? Do you think this is overblown? What are your thoughts on this? Let's go to Margot in Toronto.
I think it's quite accurate. And I am one of four children, all girls. And my eldest sister got everything. Mm. And my youngest baby sister got everything.
Wow. So there is something about being the middle child. And do you believe that you're better off as a result than your siblings?
I think so, because I love my older sister, but she has a real sense of entitlement. I mean, she's 76. She still feels the world owes her a living.
Wow. That's a firsthand account of that. Thank you so much. We got to fly, Margo, but appreciate the call.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Also getting a lot of texts at 981-981. Hearing from the middle children or the siblings of middle children, my middle sister is 100% the opposite of all those positive traits that the study says.
Whoa.
And she's 40 now. Nothing has changed. However, it would just be her as an individual and not due to birth order. So you obviously think it's overblown.
Yeah, another person texting in saying birth order 1,000% matters, but it's dependent on the number of kids, gender gaps between them. Yes, there's a lot of factors like Steph was talking about as well.
I personally think the youngest, they're the best.
No bias.
Very biased opinion, you're the youngest, I'm the youngest, Steph, you're the youngest.
Oh, we're all the youngest?
Yeah.
Right. What does that say about us?
I don't know. We need a study.
Yes, seriously.
Who's the middle child in this room, though?
Oh, that's me. Definitely.
It's you, technically.
It's me, technically.
The most humble of them all.
Pooj, you're the oldest in this room?
Stop. Yep.
Whoa.
And you're the baby.
Pooj is a big sis? Oh.
That means mommy and daddy were very happy when I came around.
Why, Pooj would have been babysitting you and me?
Well,
I don't know about that one. I do not know about that one. One more song coming up for you in the Perfect Recall window.
With CHI traffic, I'm Eva Prajaskatos. On the West QEW west of Dorval, the right lane is blocked with a collision, and the northbound DVP just north of York Mills, we've got the center lane blocked with a collision. North 404 approaching Steeles, HOV, and left lane closed. That's also because of a collision. And westbound on Stouffville Road, the ramp to South 404 blocked with an accident. West 401 approaching Young Collectors, right lane closed because of a collision. Start the year right with the Specsaver Savings Event. Drop by for a limited time to get two pairs of glasses for only $99. Conditions apply. See specsavers.ca.
98.1 CHFI.
The no repeat guarantee.
Hi, I'm Michelle Butterly, and I'm here every weekday playing you the best variety from the 80s, 90s, 2K, and today, and you won't hear the same songs over and over again. It's you, me, and all your favorite songs on the no repeat guarantee every weekday morning from 9 on 98.1 CHFI.
CHFI. And here they come. The in-store pro line better. Walking towards the counter, ready to score gridiron glory. A few taps on their phone, and now they're showing it to the cashier. Did you notice that speed? Folks, they created an NFL bet slip on the pro line app, and with one scan, the bet is placed. They're all set for kickoff.
Get same-day cash payouts. Download the app and bet NFL in-store with pro line. 18+, terms and conditions apply.
As a working mom, I see the impact of Doug Ford's policies every day. Skyrocketing housing costs, overcrowded classrooms, longer wait times for healthcare. We can't afford four more years of putting developers first while families struggle.
There's a path to the Ontario we want. Join Ontario Forward and stand up for affordability, quality education, and healthcare that's there when you need it. Visit OntarioForward.ca to learn how to help build a better Ontario. Paid for by Ontario Forward.
With food basics deals like 100 to 170 gram Nescafe or Taster's Choice instant coffee for $4.98 each, you'll be saying mega wowza! Shop in-store and online until January 29th. Food basics, always more for less.
Hey, Janine, have you heard about Contrave? Did you see the ad?
Oh, yeah. Contrave. And they don't even tell you what it is.
I know. They just keep repeating the name. Contrave. It's so annoying.
Why do they do that?
You want to know why? Because with the Experience Contrave program, you pay $199 or less for your bottle of Contrave tablets. Ask your doctor about Contrave. Contrave, Contrave, Contrave.
You see? They're still doing it.
At most retail pharmacies across Canada based on usual and customary markup and dispensing. Contrave, Contrave.
Happy New Year from Pizzaville. This week, get two free 500ml Coca-Cola bottles when you spend $25 or more. Order online at pizzaville.ca or call 416-736-3636.
Doug Ford gets it done for developers.
We interrupt this ad to ask, does get it done mean strip $3 billion out of school funding? Because, yep, Doug Ford sure got that done. Now, can we have an undo button, please? Help us get back to investing in schools. Visit nomore.ca. That's KNOWMORE.ca. This message has been approved by KidsPlain.
A message from the Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association.
Play the HFI Perfect Recall.
Have you been keeping track of the songs we're playing? Call 416-872-CHFI now and tell us the songs in this Perfect Recall.
Be caller 16 to win instant cash for each song, including this one.
Final song of this window. Sorry, Justin Bieber. Good luck being caller 16 right now.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. About once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I'll go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. You're back on me.
Recall window is now closed, and we do have caller 16 standing by. We're going to find out how many songs they can recall and how much money they're going to win. That's coming up after Nelly Furtado.
Yo.
special. You'll never, ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, all my love is true. I'm like a bird, I only fly away. I don't know where my soul is, I don't know where my home is. And baby, all I need for you to know is I'm like a bird, I'll only fly away. I don't know where my soul is, I don't know where my home is.
And I need for you to know
it's faith in me brings me to tears, even after all these years, yes. And it pains me so much to tell that you don't know me that way, yeah, yeah, yeah. And though my love is
$50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
We got caller 16 on the line. It is Kemba Ryan of Toronto, who is oh so excited to be caller 16. How you doing, Kemba?
I'm doing amazing. I'm so excited.
Yay! Okay, well, hopefully you were keeping track of the songs we were playing, so let's get into it, Kemba. What was song number one of our Perfect Recall?
Unfortunately, I have to skip song number one because I was walking from the car.
Oh no, not walking. Guilty. Walking gets in the way of everything. Just stay in one place like me.
I know, I'm so mad. Oh my God.
Okay, that's okay. We'll move on to song number two then. What was song two?
Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
Yes, we're on the board. What was song number three?
The Best by Tina Turner.
Okay, how about song number four, Kemba?
Sorry by Justin Bieber.
There you go. $300 for you.
You were perfect on what you heard. $300 coming your way, Kemba. What are you going to do with it?
I think I'm going to take my sister and my niece to dinner because they never thought I would ever get through.
Oh, nice. I like it. You know what? Spoil yourself and the family. Love that. Kemba, thank you so much for playing and have a great day.
Thank you. You guys take care. Love you, Gurdeep, and love you, Pooja.
Oh, I'm glad I got in there, too.
I listen to you every morning.
Love you, too, Kemba. Thanks for
Bye,
listening.
Bye, Kemba.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Your next winning hour is coming up at 8 this morning.
98.1 CHFI.
7:32 right now. Feels like minus 18. Let's get your news with Eva Fragiscatos.
Good morning. Today is the day Ontario Premier Doug Ford is set to request the dissolution of government and trigger an early election for February 27th. He's set to meet with the Lieutenant Governor this afternoon. NDP leader Merritt Stiles, Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie, and the Green Party leader have all said calling an election more than a year early is a waste of time and money. The 407 highway is at the center of the pre-campaign trail in Ontario. The NDP is promising to remove tolls from the 407 if elected. Ontario NDP leader Merritt Stiles has pledged that her party would remove the tolls on the private highway for all drivers. Footy fanatics are counting down the 500 days until the FIFA World Cup kicks off in Canada. And today, the city is hosting a soccer session in Regent Park. FIFA World Cup reps will be at the Regent Park Community Center this afternoon with a surprise appearance from a Canada soccer legend. In sports, Raptors beat the Pelicans 113-104, and the Scepters take on Minnesota tonight at 8. CHFI weather, today mainly cloudy, snow around 4 p.m. into the evening, high minus 1, dropping to minus 9. Tonight, snow tapering to flurries, a low near 0. And tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of flurries, a high near 1 in the morning, falling to minus 5 for the afternoon. Right now, it is minus 7, feels like minus 15. West 401, the ramp to Yonge is partially blocked with a collision. And then West 401 west of Guelph Line, we've got a vehicle rollover in the right ditch right now that's causing a jam up from Highway 25. We also have ongoing issues. If you're north on the DVP, problems north of York Mills have cleared, but North 404 approaching Steeles, two lanes closed for a collision. And on the West QEW west of Dorval, the right lane is also blocked because of a collision.
Won't believe what happened to this woman on her date. It's gone viral. The internet is divided on what she should do. We'll talk about it after Rihanna.
Show.
On 98.1 CHFI.
So this story is dividing the internet. A woman went on a date. She's actually on a third date with a man that she had been going out with. And okay. while on this date, something happens that she had to post a video on TikTok to talk about.
Okay.
That is just, it's a little hard to believe, but she's on the date. Everything seems to be going well. They're kind of even getting a little, you know, touchy-feely.
A little canoodling happening?
There's a little canoodling happening.
That's when it happens, day three.
Day three? Canoodling. You got to wait till day three.
That's your canoodle date.
Okay, now we know. Mm-hmm. Rules of dating 101. She got up to go to the bathroom, and then when she came back, these two girls came up to her and slid her a note on the table that she was sitting at. Okay?
Slid her a note.
A note, a handwritten note.
Okay.
So she opened it up and all she saw was just no. The words just no.
Like all caps?
All caps. And so she quickly closed it because she was like, just no. Like, what is this?
Did the guy she was with see the note?
I guess he like saw that she had the note, but she just put it in her purse. She didn't open it again until she got home.
Sus.
And then when she opened it up, the entirety of the note was just no in big cap letters. You can do better.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So these two girls slid her a note while she was on this date. It was her third date of getting to know this guy. It was starting to get a little physical. Just know, !! You can do better. And now she's asking, when she posted this video to TikTok, did something happen when I got up and I went to the bathroom? Did he hit on them? Like, do they know him from around town? Were they just being girls, girls? Like, what? Why did they give me that note?
Feel like we need some more information here. So the girl who was on the date, the woman who was on the date, do we know how old she is?
Yeah, she's in her early 40s.
Okay, so she's in her old early 40s, so she's a full-on adult. The girls who handed her the note, the two girls, do we know their age?
No, we don't.
Okay.
Why do you think that matters?
Well, I think it matters because, like, you know, if the woman's in her 40s, she's a fully grown human. If the two people who handed her a note were like a couple of giggling schoolgirls, for example.
Like maybe, a gaggle of girls?
No, two is not a gaggle.
Okay.
Two is just a duo. then it could just be like, you know, like young juvenile people with whose full brains aren't fully developed yet, just being silly, being mean.
Being judgmental, maybe.
Maybe they didn't like the way the guy looked and they're like, oh, you're prettier than him. Like, you can do better. But if they were also adults, maybe they legitimately did witness him doing something. But then wouldn't you say in the note, hey, yes, by the way, when the guy you're with, when you can do better, because when you went to the bathroom, he did something offside.
Yeah. You would think that there would be something more than just know you can do better. That's not enough information.
And who talks like that? You know, this is the reason why I think it's high school girls or young people is because who writes in just know in a note? An adult wouldn't
just
do that.
Just know.
That tells me it's a couple of young people who are just probably being mean, and I'd say ignore the note. If you like the guy, trust your gut, you keep on dating him.
When she put it out onto the internet, people were divided because half of them saying, look, they're just being girls, girls. If somebody tells you to run, run. Like, they know something, just don't even question it. That's what you should do. And others were like, you can judge for yourself. You're fully grown. You're in your 40s. You're
absolutely
fine.
I thought you were going to tell me the epilogue. And now they're happily married.
Actually, no, they're not together.
Wow.
Yeah, he sent her some drunk texts.
Oh.
Yeah. That was the reason why she ended it.
That is not the conclusion I was expecting to this story.
You're not alone.
98.1 CHFI. I hope your morning is off to a great start. You got to make sure that you are listening this evening at 5 o'clock to Rick and Brooksy, because it's your chance to win tickets to go see Katy Perry. Yes, we have tickets all week for you. Katy Perry is going to be at Scotiabank Arena on August 6th. If you listen to their show at 5 o'clock, you can listen for your chance to win. Plus, you can also head to our Instagram for another chance to win.
With CHFI traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. East 403 ramp to the QEW. The left lane is closed for a collision. Shepherd and Birchmount traffic lights are flashing. And if you're north on the 404 approaching Steeles, HOV and left lane still closed for a collision. And on the ramp to Aurora, we've got a vehicle in the ditch. On the westbound 401 west of Guelph line, problems there have cleared. Say bye-bye winter with Air Canada Vacations. Save up to 40% on select packages to Grenada. Contact your travel agent or visit aircanadavacations.com.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's Perfect Music Mix. 98.1 CHFI.
We met in December. I knew it by June. I'd want this forever. I'll never surrender. It's gotta be you. I've spent a lifetime hiding the truth, that even the darkest days and the bad times are better than two.
Show
on Toronto's Perfect Music Mix. 98.1 CHFI.
Today is I Love You Butt Day.
Oh, not the butt.
Have you ever done the butt? Have you ever done this exercise with anyone? I Love You Butt Day. Have you played this? This is where you're telling someone you love them, but it comes with a very big qualifier or caveat.
Yeah, this is something I don't recommend you do in relationships.
Really? I think this is actually very healthy.
Really?
Totally. You sit down with someone, you look them in the eye, and you tell them you love them, which is nice and soft, but here's something that you think they need to work on.
Yeah, it's more like, I love you, and the butt.
It's not improv.
The butt is a problem, because then they know something bad's coming, and then it's like already emotions are heightened.
Life ain't all roses, let me tell you. Okay. You got to deal with some tough truths here.
Well, and, you love me, I love you, but...
Yeah, okay, well, let's do this. You and I are work and wife husbands?
Mm-hmm.
Work and what? Yeah, you know what I mean. We're work married.
We're not into titles.
Yeah.
Or labels.
We should do this. This will be good for our relationship.
Okay. Should I start?
Sure.
All right, Gurdeep,
mm-hmm.
I love you, but constantly asking me hypothetical questions like, what if the moon was made of cheese? I mean, just eat your sandwich, let me live. Why? Why? Why do you do this to me?
Because I'm curious like a cat. I need to know these things. I need to know your take.
But I don't even think you really care about my answer. I think you just like asking questions that are annoying.
Sometimes the air needs to be filled when it's quiet in here, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, Pooch, I love you, but you don't invite me over enough to see your kids and use your pizza oven.
Guilty. It's true.
Uh-huh.
But I'm protecting you because everybody's sick all the time.
Just give me one kid and one slice of za. We'll be fine.
Okay. Noted. Noted. Gurdeep, I love you, but mouthing the words, my words, back to me as I'm saying them, like you're my slightly annoying echo, not cool. Not cool. Okay? Stop doing that.
I know you so well, I know what you're going to say, and apparently, I don't know I do this. You're the only person who's ever said I do this. I don't know if it's true, or Steph has observed it. Pooja says that I basically lip-sync things you're about to say.
Yeah, it's almost like you've anticipated what you think I'm going to say, and you're usually right because you know me well, and then your mouth starts to move as the words are coming out of my mouth.
It happens. It's like you want to be Pooja.
If I could be like Pooch.
It's a little scary that you are in my head.
Right.
But scarier watching, you know, the visual of you just mouthing it back to me.
Well, I'll take both your words for it then. I don't know what that is. That's some weird subconscious stuff. All right, I'll finish up on this. I love you, but sometimes you worry so much about saying the wrong thing that you don't say what's in here. I'm pointing to my chest.
Oh.
In here.
What is that?
What?
Oh, that part you pointed to.
The heart.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got one of those.
You have so much good stuff to say. Sometimes you're so worried about saying the wrong thing, you don't let what's in here out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, if I'm just going to focus on what's in there, I love you.
Oh, look, there we go.
That's it.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000. And it was easy.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall, where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens. Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
It's been 7 years. 7 years of Doug Ford cutting funding for public schools, leaving our kids waiting for one-on-one time, for assessments, waiting for special education supports. Kids are only kids for a short time. They can't wait any longer. Tell Ford and the conservatives it's time for you to go. It's time for a new government that will invest in our kids. A message from the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario.
This year, warm up to winter in Ontario. To romantic trips, cozy cabins, warm up to some cool adventure, skiing, ice climbing, skate trails, snowshoeing, chill out by a fire, sipping ice wine, going to a food festival or a resort. Winter in Ontario. We're warming up to you. Plan it now at destinationontario.com.
You there, have you tried Subway's new Snackwich bundles?
Whoa, you're a bundle of energy.
But they're just $5!
Okay, chill.
There will be no chill. Get a toasty turkey ranch Snackwich with crispy potato rings. It's a bundle of a deal.
Oh, sounds tasty.
Or a hearty soup with a honey mustard ham Snackwich on Chabana. It tastes like a bundle of joy.
Yes, I get it.
It's delicious. And $5 at Subway.
Okay, bundle me in.
Price and participation may vary. Extras, taxes, and delivery additional. Expires February 16th, 2025.
Are you gonna say it?
Yes way.
Whoa, Tuesday's Lotomax jackpot is an estimated $20 million.
If I won, I'd get myself a double neck guitar.
Nice. I'd get a rooftop concert dome.
It's a dream on.
Personal five-star restaurant.
Backyard water park.
My own skydiving plane.
My own scuba diving school.
Nordic style spa.
Now that feels nice.
Tuesday's Lotomax jackpot is an estimated $20 million. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
It's the Bricks Friends and Family Sale. For 4 days only, we're extending our VIP offers to everyone. Get up to 30% off sofas, sectional, bedroom, and dining. Up to 40% off mattresses. And get a 10% credit to use towards sleep accessories. Save up to $1,000 on major kitchen appliances. Get up to $600 off big screen TVs. Plus, VIP in-store only deals on appliances and electronics. Some exclusions apply. Visit thebrick.com for details. The Brick, saving you more.
And we're back.
I gotta say, what a thrill.
Couldn't agree more, Jeff. My blood is pumping.
Canadian Blood Services needs 450 new donors every day to keep Canada's lifeline strong.
And in the final quarter of the day, we have 55 left to... What that?
Is that a new donor?
It's a new donor.
We're at 396. Only 54 left to go.
This is the 450 challenge. Let's get Canada's blood pumping.
Book an appointment today at blood.ca/450.
At Kelsey's, we love happy hour so much, we celebrate it twice a day. Join us for $5 draft beer, wine, and mixed drinks, and $10 appies. Every day from 3 to 5 and 8 to close. Only at Kelsey's, the original Roadhouse. Must be legal drinking age. Please enjoy responsibly.
Daily reminder. Walmart has low prices every day on all your weekly groceries to help you save money and live better. For example, our fresh bananas are only 58 cents per pound. Shop more low prices online or in-store today at Walmart.
Take me to your leader.
Oh, hey, little guy. Do they have online casinos on your planet? I love to spin at PlayOjo. They've got all the latest live casino and slot games with no wagering requirements, including top hits like Galactic Invaders. Sorry, where are we going again?
Leader.
For an out-of-this-world online casino experience, check out PlayOjo.
Feel the fun. PlayOjo.
19 plus, Ontario only. Please play responsibly. Concerned about your gambling or that of someone close to you? Call 1-866-531-2600 or visit connectsontario.ca.
Welcome to Kidsplain, where kids explain how underfunded our schools are. Let's take a call from a listener. Kelly, are you there?
Hi. I was wondering why I get less one-on-one time with my teachers.
Great question, Kelly. It might have something to do with the fact that we have 3,500 fewer teachers under Doug Ford.
Ugh, that sounds about right.
Want to help support students and teachers? Visit nomore.ca. That's K-N-O-W-M-O-R.